It's 8:45. 91.5 FM KIOS. I'm Mike Hogan, your host for Live and Local on Morning Edition. And today I have with me Kimberly Faith Hickman. She's the director of the current production at the Omaha Community Playhouse, James and the Giant Peach. Good morning. It's great to have you here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again. James and the Giant Peach. Now, folks are like, I remember that book when I was a kid. I'm not sure if I read it. Well, Ronald Dahl, author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Matilda, that's the same author. And so that's, oh, right. Other kids may have read. I was one of those kids that I saw folks with James and the Giant Peach as the book. And I read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but that's as far as I got. I went off and read other things. So what is the story of James and the Giant Peach?
So James and the Giant Peach is about a little boy. He's around 12 years old. And his parents are murdered at the zoo by a rhinoceros. And
oh my goodness.
It's very dark, right? I mean, yes. How many kids are left orphans after a rhino attack on their parents? Not a lot.
One too many, if you're asking me.
So his parents die, and he is sent to an orphanage, and then he is sent to live with his two aunts, who are very abusive and neglectful, and he's very miserable living with them. And so he meets this magical man who gives him a potion. James is supposed to drink the potion to make his life better, but instead he spills it, and he spills it over the roots of a giant peach tree, and he ends up growing this giant peach. And he goes inside the peach, and he meets these insects that have also consumed the potion, and they go from being, you know, very tiny bugs to life size. And so he discovers that these insects become his real family. And so it's really a story about a kid who's finding himself and finding his inner power and confidence, and latching on to the people that treat him well and considering them their family versus the people who don't treat him so well.
Wow, almost a Disney meets Kafka sort of.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Wow. And contrary to what may be a semi-popular belief, there was no sequel called Jimmy and the Big Old Pit.
No.
So just James and the Giant Peach.
Just James and the Giant Peach.
This is also a musical.
It is. It's by the same team who wrote the music to La La Land. They wrote the musical Dear Evan Hansen, which a lot of people are know now. They've won a lot of Tonys and Oscars, and they're a great writing team. And this music in particular is pretty sophisticated. And for a family show, I think there's a lot there for adults to enjoy, the music being one of them. There's a lot of different genres, but there's a lot of jazz specifically. It's the biggest orchestra we have this season at the Playhouse, and there's a lot of brass down in that pit, and it sounds awesome. It's such good music.
Oh, I'll bet it is. We're talking to Kimberly Faith Hickman. She's the director of James and the Giant Peach at the Omaha Community Playhouse. Live and Local on Morning Edition. The themes, as we mentioned, can be a little dark. So two questions for you on that. One is, how do you navigate through that with your young actor?
Yeah, the little girl who's playing James, her name is Maddie Smith. She just turned 12, actually, during the run of the show. And Maddie is a very mature little girl, and she's a bit of an old soul. And I know that might sound cliche, but it's true. And she gets it. She understands, you know, I think what it's like. And for family, she's a teenager who is around a lot of kids on a regular basis, and I think she understands family dynamics. And you know, her peers have different kinds of family dynamics, and part of doing theater is understanding where other people come from. And so she's quite the observer, I would say, of life, and she's able to bring that to the process. And so she handles it beautifully. She really does. And she's a kid who understands, you know, every kid has challenges in their life, and this story is about, you know, this little boy overcoming his own. And I think Maddie channels her own, you know, challenges in her life and brings it on stage, and just, she nails it. She's fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then with respect to the music ends up being a little uplifting as we move through the progression of the story as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole show, with the design aesthetics, you know, it starts off with the musical starts off with the murder of James's parents that is shown through shadow puppetry. And so it starts off aesthetically very dark, and then it literally gets brighter as we move throughout the show. So it was really cool to find ways with the designers to illustrate that, you know, so the audience may not be so aware of it when they're watching, but what starts off as a very dark story becomes very bright and very joyful and really quite lovely. And so the music reflects that as well.
All right. Well, James and the Giant Peach, this is the final weekend for the show at the Omaha Community Playhouse. You can go to omahaplayhouse.com and get information on showtimes and how to get tickets for your opportunity to see this. Kimberly Faith Hipkin is the director. Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Today.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
That was very nice of you. Again, the website is omahaplayhouse.com for any information you want on James and the Giant Peach or any of the other productions coming up at the Omaha Community Playhouse. Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS FM 91.5.